One. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Anime Casuals. I'm Michael.
I'm a Johnny.
And this is the ghost of Lucky.
No, Lucky's not here today. and welcome back to the Weekend Talk. This is Weekend Talk 114. And if you haven't been here or this is your first one, what we do is we recap the seasonal anime we've been watching, which I guess in order is Spy X Family. We organize it by the hype, our hype list. So whatever episode is most hype from least hype. And this week we decided on Spy X Family, Bleach, Chainsaw Man, and then My Hero Academia. So let's leap right into it, anime casual style. So our first one is Spy X Family season 1 episode 16, or I should just say episode 16. And the reason why this is first, I think we both kind of decided that it was fun, but not much happened.
No, it was a very tame episode. I mean, I'm glad that we got the episode that I was talking about, which I wanted to see, you know, some assassin stuff and some everyday nonsense, and we kind of got that. I mean, Yor does a whole cooking episode, really. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she learns to cook her a childhood dish, and that's cool.
That was so okay. Her ratatouilles. Her brother, like, showed out of nowhere. I was like, interesting. But, like, the fact that the blonde lady who I believe was the jerk from the first or second episode, second or third episode, who apparently her husband's like, yo, you gotta, you know, be nicer, like we gotta be cool.
You have to calm the woman.
She teaches Yor how to make like this soup from her childhood, and then it was like Yor and her brother were like, it doesn't taste quite right. She's like, where'd you grow up? Oh, throw some sour cream in there. And then she's like, oh, this is perfect. And I'm like, wow, that's actually really, that's very oddly specific for this lady to know, which I was like, that is what made me entirely impressed by her. It's like, it wasn't just that she could cook and cook delicious food, but she also know like regional specialties. So I was like, okay.
I was surprised that she got it down to like, it needs one spoonful.
Yeah.
That's it. No more.
Mm, that was a little insane. Also funny how she reacted, but should have overreacted to when Yor chopped straight through her cutting board and like was like destroying all of her stuff with the speed of her chopping and her, mm-hmm. her technical knife skills. I'm like, you think we should be scared of that?
Just get through the cooking, I guess. You know, don't worry about it. It's mm-hmm. just a cutting board. Mm-hmm. Apparently everybody has 5 of them.
What now? Well, yeah, I was going to say now she has 10 of them because she has 5 tiny ones.
That's true. She makes breadsticks. In that shape.
Yeah, that is. They're like just like they're each cutting board gets one breadstick and then like she just works. You got to be really careful not to make a mess, though.
2 asparagus at a time. No more.
Oh, my goodness.
Per board.
Hey, today we're selling skinny cutty board cutty boards.
Skinny cutty boards.
Skinny cutty boards.
That's how we get the marketing in them.
Yeah, trademark anime casuals. Skinny cutty boards. Skinny cutty boards. but other than that, that was like the first chunk of the episode, and to be honest, it felt nice, but didn't feel like 10 minutes, even though it definitely was. I think it was actually like 14. It was like a good chunk of the episode dedicated to this, like with her and her brother, like reliving like her mom making them food. And like she spends a lot of time cooking and looks completely dead and she's got messed up fingers. And that whole section kind of ends with like a very cute moment where it's like really late at night. I would assume, well, really late at night for Anya. I'm guessing it's like 6 or 7. And Anya's like, I'm hungry. And then Yor bursts in and goes, I'm cooking dinner. And both of them go, oh my God, we're going to die.
Oh yeah, she came home prepared.
Yeah. And then she makes a soup and it's actually delicious. And I'm like, we're all proud of you, Yor. You're a really good assassin, but you're a terrible cook. And now you're just a good, you're okay cook. You've made one delicious dish, and then one looked like a poop swirl.
Poop swirl.
Yeah.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. And then that killed her family again. So she's getting there. Yeah, it's baby steps. The second half of the episode was also very, not bland, but very, like, easy, where Frank and kind of asked Lloyd for help picking up a girl who's at a bar that he likes to attend. They go through this whole thing where Lloyd, like, disguises himself. And as the girl, they work back and forth through conversations. And you know what, Johnny? I was really upset because he looks like he got in there and completely failed immediately. Mm-hmm. Like, he's stumbling over his own words. Like, he can't, he just can't articulate himself. And then we don't see him ask her out, but apparently it was horrible, it failed. And he's just drinking himself into a stupor at the bar. And then Lloyd does, like, a real good, like, good bro move where he just goes, hey, I guess I'm drinking with you. Because Anya, like, comes over when they see him, like, walking around and looking kind of glum. He kind of throws off an excuse. And then Anya just taps him on the shoulder and goes with a sad face, just, like, teary-eyed at him. And I'm like, brutal. But
I thought that was a cool moment just because, I mean, sure, Anya can read, you know, his mind, but I guess Lloyd just like, I read your face.
Yeah.
Clearly none of this went well and you're just lying. So, you know, we'll hang out later and get a drink. But one more thing that I forgot about, there was one part where he threatens to like reveal his identity. And Lloyd does this like owl neck turn, just like, I will kill you. You can't even joke about that. Are you kidding me? You're about to die. And then he quickly retracts. I wish he had done it just a little quicker. Because, yeah, I was like, oh, my God, you can't do that. Like, I knew before. I was like, you're going to die. He's going to kill you. You were a fun character, but you don't have any more. But, yeah.
You have no say, my guy. Lloyd is part of a secret organization that, like, is literally trying to stop Civil War. And you're just a guy. You're just an informant guy who's really good with tech. But, I mean, like,
just a guy with an afro.
Yeah, you're just a guy with an afro. Yeah, that part was really fun. And it sort of just ended the episode. So it was good spy family shenanigans, but
actually, do you remember any of that being in the reading? Wasn't that in the assigned reading? Cause that felt like it could have been a filler episode.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think that was,
I was like, maybe the your thing, but it felt very kind of filler-ish.
I don't think
fine. It wasn't a bad filler episode. I mean, I kind of got what I wanted in respect, but
they do good on the fillers to explore things that I guess the manga doesn't need to explore,
sure.
But like they can in the anime. Like, hey, how did Yor get better at cooking? It's like, and she does in the manga. She does work on it, but she's just constantly bad. And, like, she expresses sometimes, like, she's like, I want to contribute to the family. Like, not just being the person who cleans. Like, I want to actually, like, take care of, like, cook for all of you. But, yeah, I don't remember that in the manga. But I could be wrong. Tell me, you know. Tell us if Michael is wrong.
Casually.
Yeah, casually. That's why we're the casuals. We get things, you know, mostly correct sometimes. And, yeah, I guess that was it for Spy Family. Bleach, unfortunately, and I guess fortunately had the same feel to it. We're still building up.
There's definitely different perspectives on this, and I don't know what Lucky's is. I'm guessing, you read it. Do you know if Lucky read it too?
Yeah, he read a lot of it, but not to the end.
Okay, so that kind of makes sense. I don't know if you guys are kind of impatient about it. I don't know. Admittedly, I kind of had fun with the episode, but we'll get into that why as far as, you know, what happened.
Yeah, I mean,
I was just curious about that.
This episode, there was three different, I mean, weirdly, to use the same word as you, there's three different viewpoints, I was going to say perspectives, in this anime where we had, this episode was Ichigo and the three ladies' perspective. We had, there was another one. I don't remember the third one, but the other one was in the Spirit Society, where there was like, what's going on?
Oh, when they infiltrated?
Yeah. It was like, that was the two things going on in this. I thought there was a third one, but you know, maybe I just wanted the power of three in this episode. And so it's like there's Ichigo and a monster, or I guess they make the monster in this episode. In the same way that we discussed last time, where they all rip off part of their body and then throw it together and then like kind of fuses into a big monster guy, right?
Yep.
And then that like that fights the Quincy guy, who kind of gets smacked up a bit, but you know, I really feel like it's that typical Bleach thing, actually typical shonen thing, where dude gets beat up a bit and then doesn't matter.
Oh no, it definitely didn't matter. And I never expected it to. If anything, it was just fun to see a little bit of that surprise. Like, I didn't expect him to just get, like, smacked and get hulked around a little bit. So I kind of enjoyed it. But, I mean, and then further on into the fight, you know, it gets much scarier when he starts absorbing all the reishi. And that's just kind of gnarly. Like, because it was eating everything. It ate that guy completely. Well, sorry, it ate half of him.
Yeah.
Not his bones. So that's kind of weird.
Well, the bones, you see, Johnny.
There's no spirit in the bones.
You see, Johnny, it doesn't matter because Bleach can do whatever it wants. And
it took his arm bones, but not his spine. It's a reverse predator.
Yeah. Well, and that's the crazy thing. I think we're gonna slowly see more of the Quincy's crazy abilities.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing next episode or the episode afterwards when we start getting into the other half, the spirit infiltration, which, you know, this is another, like, you know, back in the previous Bleach, right? This is just the opposite. So before it was like, Ichigo's in the Spirit Society. Oh, he's got to get to Hueco Mundo. Now it's Ichigo's in the Hueco Mundo, but he's got to get to the Spirit Society.
Well, he had to save Orihime and then get back. But
Yeah. It's just funny. It's like, in Bleach, we have two main places. We have the Spirit Society, and we have Hueco Mundo, and then we have Earth, but nobody cares about that.
Well, just that one town.
Yeah. We have the Nether Realms, and then we have, like, Heaven? I don't know. Weird.
Oh, but we did find out, did we find out that Mayuri Kurotsuchi, did he kill a bunch of people? Or did I misread that? Because I thought something like that happened. Because he was talking to Captain Yamamoto about something. And there's some, like, he sanctioned some kind of balance correction.
Yes. To get into weirdness, it's like there has to be
is that not super important? I mean,
it is. Because it has to do with the overarching reason, like, why all the Hollows were basically wiped out of Japan.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was just Japan, but you know, like in last episode when they were looking at that big map and they were like, oh, all these Hollows are dead.
Right.
So there's supposed to be the reason like why Soul Reapers kill Hollows the way they do is to help them transition to the Soul Society.
Right. They're returning him through back into the normal process.
Yes, in the normal process. So if you remove too much out of that, it throws the whole process off and it can possibly lead to the downfall of like everything.
Okay.
Like Soul Society and Hueco Mundo like disappearing and then effing up Earth. And I think that's why he did that. He was like emergency like flush all the all the Soul Society spirits back? Something like that. I don't know.
I just remember him being like, yeah, I cleared out the Rukan district and now they're all gone.
Yes.
Or something like that. So I was like, oh, okay, just you know, cleanse them, sure, why not?
That's yeah.
Giant baby.
When I read this initially, I was like, that's really freaking messed up. Like, this is incredibly messed up. But I don't know if him getting rid of them with giant baby meant that then they go back into being spirits going back to Earth.
I don't actually think he did that anyway. There's probably a better process to kind of...
Yeah.
Unless they just holofy? No, I don't know.
Well, I mean, you never know. He might just be a real messed up dude and was like, oh, I turned them all into small babies. And then my bigger baby sucked them all up.
Oh, that's horrible. Well.
Yeah,
so we found out about that. There was another part where Quincy started infiltrating the Soul Society, and that was pretty bad. Actually, that's why I wanted to put Bleach where it was on the hype list, because we lose... can't even remember his name again.
Lieutenant Riku? Rika? It's Riru. I don't know.
Zanpakuto is Wabisuke. That's the only thing. That's weird.
Yeah, the guy who drops people into like getting the guillotine. Like, yeah,
he was a cool guy.
He was.
And,
but
you know, I was sad to see him just kind of like not even get a voice part. Just like, no, we need new people because they couldn't voice it.
Yeah, I honestly don't remember if a bunch of people die in this arc or not. So I'm like, it'll be exciting.
It looked like they introduced three people, and I'm like,
And now they're all dead.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not, okay.
Yeah, that part was really sick because that guy immediately gets, like, blown in half. And then the, like, the Quincy comes out and goes, boom, 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 and, like, snipes three people.
Totally cheating. See, that's what's crazy. Now, there's, like, no competition. Like, it's gun to a sword fight. Like, how is that going to work, really?
I mean, that's been the whole thing with Quincy's versus Soul Reapers in the first place, right? With
Uryu. Well, the at least, like, the balance was, like, it's a bow and arrow. We have to do bow and arrow things, but no, a gun, that's just finger pistols.
I mean, but to be fair, isn't a gun just a more advanced version of a... I don't know. All I know is, Johnny, is I feel like this is going to lead, if I either I'm predicting or I'm just remembering, it's definitely going to lead into, like, a captain fight. It's absolutely going to do it. Where, they're like, each captain's going to take a Quincy, and then it's going to be like, oh, damn, these Quincy's super strong, and then the captain's going to be like, well, luckily, we've been training for the past amount of time.
I was going to say, it could be just what they said at the end of the full bring. Like, we've been training for Aizen, which I guess was too much for these people.
Yes.
I wonder if he's going to be like a weird Trump card.
Aizen?
Yeah.
You never know.
Sick him. Go get him. Aizen, go.
I'm just happy Aizen's alive. He's kind of a chill dude now.
Maybe they'll do like a... What was it called? I don't remember. Gurren Lagann. That's what it was. Where they have a...
The king?
Yeah, the Spiral King's head just there. They'll have Aizen's head like, hey, Aizen, what do we do? Like, I don't know, man. Put me back in my prison, please.
That's fine. I don't know if you remember. I don't remember if they show Aizen's prison, but whenever they do show it, it's kind of a weird looking place.
I just remember the rock he gets turned into or becomes entrapped in. Yeah.
Well, so. we'll see. We'll see how they stick with the ending of this, and then that. I wonder if they'll just be like, it's all manga now. We'll just ignore what we did at the end of the previous arc. But maybe. Who knows? And then we get. I think that was it, right? That was like.
That's pretty much the summit. That's it. Yeah, that's Bleach.
Yeah. Some people die. Now we're gonna go off to.
I'd put Chainsaw Man.
So, Chainsaw Man, we get power, we get Denji. And then we get like a vampire bat, there's a big old fight, and that's it. So, what I liked about this is we're continuing to explore the world. Again, you can see this like, I wouldn't say slow, but you can see this build up where we're getting a cool fight every episode, and he's getting like we're learning a little bit more about him and his powers. And then we're learning more about like the crazy demons that are in this world. Cause to be fair, this vampire bat was like stupid strong. And it was crazy strong, but I'm getting ahead of myself. Denji and Power. This is post the weird sea cucumber that died previous episode.
It's a sea cucumber devil. I don't want to tell you.
Yeah, it is. And they kind of get chastised, right, for like allowing like so much blood to splash all over the place and kind of making a mess.
Yeah.
Which comparatively to this episode, I'm like, okay, like it was sort of necessary, but it was kind of like the fact that Power just went off and did it without getting approval first.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's a sea cucumber. It's not like it's gonna be doing anything in the next like 10 minutes.
I don't know. Have you seen one? It could be nasty.
Nope, it died.
That's true. I've seen it over there.
Yeah.
No, I mean, if anything, I think what I like most about these first couple episodes, weirdly, is the character just development we're seeing. Or not development, but more just kind of, this is this character, and here's kind of their mojo. And I'm digging that, weirdly.
Yeah.
Because even though we didn't really get a huge fight, you know, we get to see Power be really very kind of strange with Makima. That's her name?
Makima, yeah.
Okay. So
I always want to say Mamika. It's not Mamika.
Was actually going to say Mommy Mamika, but you know.
Oh, she is very mommy though.
Ever since the dog thing, I'm like, that's all I can really see this as. Woof, like woof. She is just training her animals and they're fighting, like they're bickering, and then she's like, okay, heal. I'm talking now.
Yeah.
And then they both like, especially Power, she's like, okay. She like switches everything. It's like, what'd you say? What do you want me to do? Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Yeah. Yeah. And it's so crazy to see that and just see how, just where these characters are going.
Mm-hmm.
Even still, as we go further in, and she's like, yeah, I'm crazy about this cat. I need to get it.
Okay. Weird jump to the end. Do we find out what happened with that cat? Because the devil definitely ate the cat.
The cat was in a cage, and he ate them both. And we hear the cat go like, and then that was it. Personally, I'm kind of like, there's a possibility that cat's alive.
Just sitting, like, now cut open. Yeah, okay.
Something like that. Yeah. Power's going to be alive, obviously.
Yeah.
She's not going to die.
So. Yeah.
But, I mean, then Deji starts fighting this guy, and blood's flying everywhere, because, you know, how do you fight chainsaws?
Yeah, I mean, that's the biggest thing, is, like, there's not too much more to talk about the episode, because a lot of it was a fight.
Yeah.
One of the key standout moments in the fight, I love, and I, you know, you don't see chainsaws in every anime, right? Like, pretty rarely, but I love it when someone puts a chainsaw on something and then it just moves up something, right? Because a chainsaw is rotating like blades. So technically it's like, it's pulling you through. And that was like one of my favorite moments, when he chainsawed into his arm and then it just went up his arm. And I was like, that's sick. That was really cool.
See, I think actually, like, right before that, I was thinking, like, man, I wish this anime would do that. I mean, I think I maybe saw that once, and then instantly up there. I'm like, good. Because, yeah, that's super fun. I mean, I don't know if maybe it's too much to be like, yeah, do it in the concrete, too. Mm-hmm. You know, just fly around everywhere from your face.
But, yeah.
It's still fun to see. I mean, that's why hopefully just keeps fighting
giant things that
underestimate this tiny chainsaw man.
Which... we saw him with super strength. Like, I thought, what's going on? And we see him retract his chainsaws.
Yeah.
Also, watching every time the chainsaws pop out and the amount of blood that shoots out of his arm, that's just some good animation. That just looks really good. Because he talks about, like, how he has blood loss from it, which I'm like, yeah, your whole arm splits open and a chainsaw comes out. But watching him... those retract, and then he catches a car, and then he like throws the car back. I'm like, that's actually decently strong, like, for who he is.
Yeah.
And then that strength attached to chainsaw arms is kind of ridiculous.
Oh yeah. You could have, that's why I'm like, yeah, sure, man. Just stab it in the ground and just drive away.
Mm-hmm.
But if anything, I'm wondering though, if he actually cared about that guy or if he didn't care about the guy, like, where was his humanity in that moment? Cause I feel like
he does talk about it like that for like a quick second where he's like, oh, you don't care about the guy. He's like, oh, I don't care about that guy, but I kind of care about the guy.
See, I was like, he said that kind of slow.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't care. Jump out of the car now, anytime. And then he eventually does. But I was like, he sure waited a while. I would just jumped out way sooner. Would have been ready. He's like, no, I'm out.
Yeah. I mean, that was a fun moment, because the first time we see him in his chainsaw form, like, he kind of seemed like he lost his humanity.
Yeah.
And in this one, it's like, oh, well, he's just the same guy, just with a big chainsaw head. And so I'm hoping we learn more about, like, is it just boobs he cares about? Does the fact of him, like, saving people lead to him does he factor in the fact?
Spirit animal.
Yeah.
I've been so patient. I just want to touch boobs.
Johnny, I think you found a character that you sympathize with most. He's like, he cares about a dog, and then all he cares about is boobs. So it's like,
yeah, after that, there's really nothing left in life.
There's
a dog, and then there's boobs. Everybody's got their two. That's it.
See, Johnny, once you have a dog and then you have boobs, you're gonna be just set for the rest of your life. You're gonna be happy. You're like, I can die now.
Yeah. One day.
Eat four by fours, and then you'll just have a heart attack and die.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Shortcut
indeed. Well, I think that brings us nicely to our last anime, My Hero Academia. Oh, I also have not been saying anything. That was episode 3 of Chainsaw Man. Episode 3, which out of 52 of Bleach. And now we're on episode 117 of My Hero Academia, season 6. And was it an episode? It was a little crazy watching basically the first half of them trying to beat up Scientist Man and break the glass that Shigaraki was in.
Yeah, that was some, Mirko's gnarly. I was, I was really hoping we were going to see her do stuff later on and be like, here, you know, Deku, I'm going to train you how to murder people with your legs. But now I don't know if that's going
to
happen.
I think she's going to be dead.
I think she'll be lucky to retire. But yeah, I think that's entirely possible.
She might be dusted, to be honest.
I'm so sad about it.
Yeah.
But who knows? I mean, she's strong.
She is. Dude, I don't remember what it was, but like the thing that like ripped the flesh off of her leg. That was, I was like, whoa. Like the first one where it was like, she kind of got stabbed a little bit. I was like, her whole arm got twisted into nothingness. So I'm like, she's
chunks
fine.
Were gone.
Yeah. But yeah, that I was like, that was also a good piece of animation. It was like, you saw her skin disappear, then her like her muscles. And then I think it was like bone real quick. Mm-hmm. And then she's still like, I'll still kick this thing.
That was one thing I wanted to look back. I was like, I don't know how you're doing so many flips. This is all insane. Like,
yeah.
I feel like you've been stabbed too many times, but
when your leg whips around at high speed, I guess you can do whatever you want.
That rabbit energy. I don't know.
She watched Kaijo a lot, so she knows how to rotate her body. Gotcha. Yeah.
That's a lot. Actually, she should have just finishing move. Bam. Smack into that tank with a hip.
Yeah.
Murder Shigaraki.
She took that also from Princess Peach. She's like, hip check. Boink. Yeah. And then there was like a couple people who attacked the glass. But I think it ended up being finished by Present Mike. Was that right? I know Present Mike was there, but I don't remember if Mirko.
I guess that's.
I don't remember if Mirko actually. Like, she cracked it, but I don't think she had enough power to actually break it.
I mean, that's possible. I don't remember exactly who broke it then.
Okay.
I know President Mike came in and tried to, like, wreck everything.
I'm just going
to
say it was President Mike because I remember him, like, shooting an actual visible, like, yellow light at it. So that was pretty impressive. Also, to finally, like, get that tail off on the President Mike, Eraserhead, and third guy. The finally been like, President Mike is like, I'm finally avenging my friend who got also turned into a gnome.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was pretty, pretty brutal. I'm glad he's finally doing that. Also the scientists finally going like, oh yeah, we actually didn't want you or your friend. We wanted Eraserhead. Like he's like, it's like, okay.
Sorry, bro.
Also makes sense. Like Eraserhead turned into a gnomu with his power.
Yeah,
or
that definitely
even
would have been the better one.
Mm-hmm, or even the scientist getting a hold of his quirk or copying his quirk.
Well, I think that would have been the scarier
thing. Yeah, yeah. Giving that to like anybody would be like, okay, I guess the villains win now.
Yeah, they just turn everything off.
Yep.
But now, you know, I guess we have horrible news of, you know, it's Shigaraki, right?
Yeah.
He got like All Might, or not All Might's.
All For One.
All For One's power.
Yeah,
I guess.
His original power too, not the copy.
Yeah, so that's pretty horrifying.
So now he can take and give quirks.
Well, he's gonna take him and just destroy him, I think.
Yeah. Oh.
Destroy all the quirks.
Oh, no, I didn't even think of that. Because that's gonna be fused with his power.
Yeah.
I wonder if that updated like that is like maybe he can't keep them and he just takes and destroys them now because his quirk is like the essence of destruction.
Yeah. I think that's what I imagine. Though it makes me wonder what Deku's quirk is going to turn into, too, because it's got to have its own comparable thing, I guess.
You know?
Everybody gets a quirk. Shazam!
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, and that's also the thing. Is like Deku's got multiple quirks sitting in him.
Yeah.
That he has, like, we know about the power of flight and then his whippy things. So, I mean, like,
he's got to get that flight going.
That's.
But instead, he's working on the whips, which is fine. The whips are really cool.
I mean.
But flight.
And that's the thing, like Deku, right? Like, he's tying him to emotions. So, yeah. What, the whips are like anger? I don't remember what it was. But, like, I wonder what flight. Is flight going to be like joy? Also, flight combined with.
It's usually joy.
Uraraka. Like, just 0G and then just woof! At like, no friction. Just go.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You just go insanely fast. Mm-hmm.
Things to be looking at. Dude, speaking of Shigaraki and like the little piece of information, it had to be him falling on some water and then just getting electrocuted back to life. Like it had to be.
That was insane.
It couldn't. Ridiculous. Yeah. That was like, I was like that was our choice. That was, that, like, you couldn't just have him click the remote and like that. It's like, no, the heroes would have thought about that.
I always thought the heroes were going to be like, hey, we're still heroes. We got to resuscitate them.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. I mean, that's very heroic of you. I mean, that's like the end of you, but sure.
Which would have been the opposite of Hawks killing twice. It would have been like the juxtaposition of like other heroes. Like Hawks is like a badass, but I don't know if he's like, I'm a hero. It's like, no, I do what needs to get done.
I'm undercover. I'm doing what has to be
done. I'm killing people.
That's what it feels like. Yeah. Definitely like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No second chances.
And I guess that was the other half of the episode. The biggest drop was Shigaraki getting All for One's power. But the other drop was the whole thing that was happening between Dabi and Hawks is like Dabi told Hawks, which I'm hoping he doesn't die. That would be so messed up. But Dabi told Hawks something and his eyes widen and... Who knows what that thing is? I think it was like something. The fact is, like, how did you know my name? And then Dabi was like, "Huh, this is who I am."
Mm-hmm.
Because it was Shigaraki and Dabi who had no information on them. Which is Dabi, I'm guessing, because he's not going by his original name, maybe. So, like, trying to find information on him means that, like, you're looking up the wrong person,
mm-hmm.
or. Maybe he's a dead character reincarnated or something. I don't know. But it's certainly interesting. I hope Hawks doesn't die, though. But like, it really seems like Hawks is going to be a pile of fire soon.
It feels like it. But I don't know if maybe... I don't know if the chances are someone's going to save him. Mm-hmm. But maybe.
I mean, Endeavor's like close by, right?
Yeah, but I mean, can Endeavor really... I don't know. That's literally just fighting fire with fire. I don't know how well that would work in that sense. But, you know, okay. Mm-hmm.
And then we see the fat taxi. Fat taxi. Yeah, fat taxi. And I think that was it, right? It was a good episode.
I think so.
It was a really fun episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess...
It's going to keep going. Mm-hmm. Very hype.
Yeah. This season of anime is going good. We're still not ready to check back in with One Piece. If you haven't watched Mob Psycho 100 yet, came back.
That's getting crazy.
That's getting real.
All of its dub right now for some reason.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I think that's about it. If you haven't watched Blue Lock, maybe go watch Blue Lock. If you're into some sport anime, that's also ridiculous. This is a weird anime. But if you have anything else you want to let us know, you can let us know at... anime casuals real R-E-A-L @gmail.com. Comment. I guess you can't comment, but you can certainly reach out to us. Otherwise, you got to keep
it
casual. Blah.